I'm Frank Vaughn. It's April 8th, 2025, and today we're going to discuss Europe to start because we have the European candidate running to be prime minister of this country. In fact, he's already prime minister in Mark Carney. This is the architect of the last decade and a half of policy in Europe, and we need to understand where that policy led and what he brings to the table here in Canada. Again, to fully understand Mark Carney, you need to fully understand the EU and what it's been doing over the last 10 years and how he spoke in favor of all of it. He's an architect of where the EU is today. And with his calls for closer integration with the European Union and a departure, a permanent departure from normal trade relations with the United States, should give everybody pause. The headline up on screen is the EU is already sharpening its knives against Hungary with plan to strip them of voting rights. Even as politicians are being banned from running for office across Europe, the main concern in Brussels still appears to be the rule of law problem in Hungary. I disagree with that subtext. The real problem with the European Union is they hate republican democracy and democracy of any kind. It tends to get in the way of what the technocrats want. Now, this isn't idle words. The way the European Union is set up, it is a fundamentally anti-democratic institution. The European Commission, which basically runs everything, has 27 appointed members. They can initiate legislation. They make all the decisions. The European public can vote for members of the European Parliament. But the issue is the European Parliament, which is tasked with oversight of the Commission and the EU, has no power. So they can't sanction the Commission if they find the Commission has acted wrongly. They can't initiate legislation. They can't do much of anything at all, which is why the European public doesn't really participate in European elections. Very low voter turnout. Now, what's the issue with Orban? He's critical of World War III. He doesn't want World War III with Russia and Ukraine. He is critical. The headline on the screen is Hungary, pride ban is full frontal attack on LGBTI people, so many acronyms, and must not be signed into law. This is their assault on the rule of law. Now, Europe is in the middle of a sexual assault crisis brought on by their policies, but we'll get into that next. All over Europe, the EU, as well as judiciaries, which are EU-aligned, are banning candidates from running in elections. So Le Pen, one of the largest political leaders in France, the second largest after Macron, next in line to the French presidency, has been banned by the judiciary from running. In Romania, the man who won an election, the judiciary intervenes, cancels the elections, and then bars him from running again. They're working on doing the same thing in Germany, banning the alternative for Deutschland. Germany could ban, this is the headline on screen from the Telegraph, Germany could ban far-right politicians from running for office. I reject that term far-right because they apply it to everybody that disagrees with what the technocrats want. This is the second largest party in Germany. How many different nations have to have an assault, a European Union-inspired assault on their internal politics before people spot the trend? They're trying to institute top-down government because their policies have failed, the public is unhappy, and they don't want the public to elect governments that will push back against the EU. There are many who want to dismiss criticisms of the European Union as racist, far-right bigotry that people are just upset that Europe is becoming a cultural mosaic, but there's actually real, dangerous, horrible problems. The peaceful requiem of European society has been interrupted and turned into chaos. The headline on screen is, Germans increasingly afraid to go outside. A majority believe that the police have lost control. 47% of respondents said that their sense of security in public spaces and on streets has fallen in the last 5 years. This is a direct result of unvetted mass migration from the third world or from the Muslim world, or take your pick, take your regional label, because people like to get upset about labels too. But this is a known problem that's been going on for a very long time. Migration and sexist or sexual violence, is there a correlation? The arguments that immigration has a negative impact on public safety has become a running theme in public debate, and it goes hand in hand with another old stereotype, that of violence against our women. These rape gangs that have been running wild in England are a direct result of the policies of government bringing in masses of people from countries where basic male ownership of women isn't a contested reality, where child marriage is normalized, where incest is normalized, part of the culture, where there is justification, religious leaders giving speeches that if women dress too risque in public, they invite on themselves sexual assault. Many people have shown this work. And we bring these people in by the millions. Europe has brought them in by the millions. Canada as well, but we'll get to Canada next. Well, actually, we'll do it right now. Sexual assault rates in 2021, highest since 1996. Violent crimes up. Between 2015, when the Liberals came into office, and 2021, the last year the statistics are available so far, the rise of sexual crime in Canada is up by 50% to 2021. Do you think it's gotten better or worse since 2021? What might be the culprit? It's time we started talking about this subject, and we started talking about it far more openly. PM Orban, migration and security threats could disintegrate the Schengen area. Prime Minister Viktor Orban issued a stark warning during his speech at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, pointing out that migration and security threats are pushing the Schengen area towards disintegration. Sweden looks into the abyss. I just accidentally pulled that off the screen. Fantastic. Sweden looks into the abyss. The Scandinavian nation of 10.6 million people is facing a national crisis because of its failure to successfully integrate record numbers of immigrants. You can't integrate people who are fundamentally, culturally different from you. We're talking about generations of learned experience, of learned norms. The culture that we all live in and that we all enjoy and that we all remember from our youth is not the same culture that someone growing up in Algeria experiences or somebody that grows up in Saudi Arabia experiences. They're fundamentally different. If you bring a bunch of people who have lived one way, their entire life, those habits are embedded in their being. You can't give them a pamphlet and change it. You can't, especially when they are forceful, very, very forceful. I believe it's important to not paint with too wide a brush. I would dare say the vast majority of... I want to be careful not to paint with too wide a brush. I would say that the vast majority of Muslim immigrants are not rapists, but they are all very assertive of their plan to dominate Western society, to replace the culture that's inviting them in. This is an article. As a Muslim, Arab, and especially Algerian, I have no moral lessons to receive from the French. Algerian jailed for life for trying to spark civil war between Muslims and nationalists with bomb that injured 15. He planted a bomb with 270 metal shards to help the national rally win the EU elections, which he thought would spark a civil war between Muslims and nationalists. They want to get on with it. The Islamic faith is a faith of superiority. It believes by the sword that it can rule the world and that it is destined to do so. It's very assertive. When they take over your downtown streets right here in Canada, it's not just Palestinian protesters. They take over the street for prayer. That is a signal of dominance. They can do it, so they do it. They get away with it. It's a signal of supremacism. For all the government's talk about white supremacy, there is no white supremacist movement alive in the West today. Not anywhere near power. because we're being replaced by other supremacists, by other people with political, religious, and ethnic objectives. And our guard is down. Our birth rates have plummeted. We're culturally weak. We're focused on libertine values, if you can even call them values. We're focused on hedonism. We're vain. We're lazy. We're addicted to government welfare. We like our free stuff. And there are stronger peers out there, stronger cultures, more assertive people and forces that are working against us every single day and working for their own benefit, working for themselves. It's something we should recognize. How Europe's nations are fighting back against mass immigration. Can Britain follow suit? Traditionally liberal European nations are lurching to the right on immigration as the West wakes up to the effects of uncontrolled mass migration. Back in 2015, this is February 27th of 2015, wave of Muslim rape cases across Europe. A question, a parliamentary question in the European Parliament. Europe is currently being overwhelmed by a wave of sexual assault committed by migrants, particularly in Scandinavian countries. The number of sexual assaults against white women and girls is rising. This is a known issue. Known 10 years ago. Known in Britain. This is Conservative MP Katie Lamb putting the ugly truth to Parliament. Conservative MP Katie Lamb addressed Parliament on April 8th, 2025, highlighting the government's rejection of a national inquiry into rape gangs, opting instead for five local inquiries. Months after the promise, there has been little progress reported on these local inquiries. The government is actively opposing finding the answers and proposing solutions because the problem is so vast and the ingredients for mass-scale civil unrest that they cannot control requires them to cover up the truth, even if it means hiding the rapes of thousands of young girls, many children, in the UK. The girls are predominant, this is a quote, the girls are predominantly white, the men who preyed on them predominantly Muslim from Pakistan or of Pakistani heritage. Will the minister accept these crimes are racially and religiously aggravated? We certainly should, because you need to understand that many of the fundamentalists in Islam believe that followers of other religions are less than human, that sins committed against Muslims are real, but sins committed against non-Muslims don't affect your standing in the eyes of Allah. This is something we need to reckon with. Because as time goes by, as the percentage of the Christian population shrinks, or the percentage of the atheist population shrinks, as those who have a memory of the culture, who have a memory of the bedrock of Western civilization, decline in number, what's replacing us? What's the future look like? We can't even tell the truth. We're so afraid of it. We just allow people to suffer at the hands of this truth that everybody's afraid to tell. We leave our children to flounder. We leave our citizens defenseless. And the civil society that we created slips away. Bringing it all home with Mark Carney, former head of two central banks, current unelected Prime Minister of Canada, trying to become Prime Minister of this country. You couldn't get a more premier oligarchical collectivist than Mark. And for some reason, the left seems to love oligarchy these days. I don't even recognize it from the left of my youth. When I was 20 years old and I identified as a liberal, I don't recognize it anymore. In 2016, he told the Treasury Select Committee that EU free movement boosted the UK's economy. Calling it a key to growth, He linked labor supply gains, partly from migration, to higher employment and living standards. Though he noted it kept wages modest. Post-Brexit, he warned in 2017 that cutting EU migration could spike wages and inflation short-term, but stressed it didn't hurt wages long-term. Now, mass immigration hasn't exactly done anything for the Canadian family. Your wages have grown at a pace that barely keeps up with the rent increases alone, let alone the cost, the higher cost of living for everything else tied to it. You're getting broker. Part of that reason is we bring in a million people a year into a country that only has a population of 40 million. Increasing our net population by 2% a year is unsustainable. But as you see on screen, for those of you who look at the screen, we have the Century Initiative. They have a little article up here called Setting the Record Straight, Fact versus Fiction. Canada faces real demographic, economic, and security challenges. While our goal of reaching 100 million people by 2100 is often cited, our focus has always been on what that growth enables. Economic strength, innovation, and a high quality of life for all Canadians. Gee, we're at 40 million now, slightly north of 40 million. Has it worked out for you, Canada? Are you feeling better? Can you afford things more? Is your prosperity going up? Do you feel safer on your streets? The Century Initiative has never advocated for mass unplanned immigration. Fine. It can be mass planned immigration. That's what you advocate for. Mass unplanned. It is a plan. It's done. On purpose. With purpose. The Century Initiative is not political. Except that one of its key players is an advisor to Mark Carney right now. It doesn't get more political. So this setting the record straight doesn't do that at all. Canada has a choice, and we might be able to embrace that choice if we elect a Poilievre government. We have to hope. He's a smart man. He's a very eloquent speaker. He doesn't have the links to the globalism that Mark Carney does. There's a good chance that we could actually embrace the necessary change and save a significant chunk of pain for Canada. We may not be able to save the country, especially if he does what he says he's going to do on Ukraine and the trade war with the United States. His response is completely off base, but I have hopes that perhaps that can change once he's ensconced in office. As I've said in previous videos, we need to give the right a try. The mainstream right here in Canada has to have a try. And if it doesn't work, then there's room to create something different. But that something different is now occupied by a non-factor. And that's not going to change except through a conservative government. Like the screen behind me, it shows for those listening, and I always try to think of you guys, it's a Canadian hand shaking an American hand with fireworks. It's a little bit ridiculous. But this is what we should be thinking about. This is what we should be doing. We may not be able to save Europe, but it's not our problem. Saving Europe is not our priority. Saving North America for the future, for Western civilization, should be our priority. If we embrace Mark Carney, we embrace the failed policies of Europe, which have made their lives so much less secure and so much less prosperous. The same policies that have been embraced by the government of the day here in Canada over the last 10 years, which have made Canada crime-riddled, have increased sexual assaults probably by double since 2015, have made it so there's a future where French isn't the second most popularly spoken language. How long is it going to be before somebody starts advancing petitions or bills to make Punjabi or Mandarin our third official language? The entire culture, the magnet that draws people to Canada, is being undermined actively by the people and by the ideas that are captured, that are symbolized in the person of Mark Carney. I can tell you one thing. These problems aren't going to go away. in any way, shape, or form with another Liberal government. We might be able to put a brake on it, and we might be able to start turning back the tide if we get them out of office. The first thing is to stop the bleeding. The second thing is to introduce terminology that nobody seems to want to do right now. And that term is remigration. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.